Here today's top stories, the Chicago Teachers Union and the Chicago Board of Education came to an agreement at last minute, last night, to avert a strike. You know what? You couldn't make the deadline like 7 o'clock, so we didn't have to wake up this morning and go, oh, I guess there is school. The city hasn't really told us what's in the deal, but it will include both TIF money and the Obama Prep High School is now on hold. Aw, bummer. I was looking forward to the bronze Barry Obama statue somewhere on the north side. Aw, bummer. The mayor wrapped up that business and then gave us the budget address. He gave it to city council today. He outlined the new taxes from water to bags to parking surges. Circle of life, I guess. In the 2016 election news, more from WikiLeaks as they dumped thousands of emails from the Democratic National Committee hack. Most of it, well, to be honest, all of it, super benign. Sorry, I know that's going to irk some, but her people sending emails to each other saying that Hillary better hope for Trump? That's really not that far-fetched. And let's be honest, you sent the same emails. We all sent the same emails. Come on, this is just gossip fodder stuff. Trump, on the other hand, busy yelling at the Republican Party, namely Paul Ryan, for jumping ship. He also put out an ad that shows a stumbling Hillary Clinton saying she's not physically fit for president. Hey, what can you say? It takes 2 or 3 weeks to get a commercial ready these days. I mean, just think, when it comes late October, early November, we're going to get a ton of Billy Bush commercials. He wants to grab them in the Billy Bush? I don't know how that's not a t-shirt yet, right? So much about the election. I can't wrap my head around it. And that's why I have a new segment called the Kaufman Fact Check! No sting? No sound effect? Nothing? No big horns? Nothing? Okay, fine. Gave you that booming voice for nothing. All right, let me be the voice of reason. Hillary Clinton did not laugh at a 12-year-old rape victim. Use common sense here, people. She represented the rapist because she was a public defender. She asked to get off the case, but she couldn't, and she ended up springing the dude. That was her job. She even wrote about it in her book. That's the source. Stop. She's not that evil, all right? But I'm an equal opportunity fact checker. The latest news that Donald Trump is working with Russia? Total bogus. Yeah, he presented a memo to a rally in Pennsylvania that was inaccurate, but he didn't get said memo from the KGB on a Moscow street corner. Here are the documents you want, Mr. Trump. Come on. It makes me wonder if any of the Democrats actually use the internet. It's called the dark web. You want a memo? I can get you a memo. Knock it off. And locally, don't get me started, the ad that Democrats put together against Rauner attaching him to Trump? Asinine. Everyone knows that Rauner has distanced himself since even before the primary. He's a Republican, so guess what? He's probably going to vote for a Republican. But he doesn't endorse Trump. He doesn't even like Trump. So the ad saying that he stands with Trump is sloppy and it just plays to the uneducated. And you know what? We're not. So that's a bad move, all right? And finally, about the Kardashian jewel heist in Paris? Yeah. That was an inside job. She did it herself for publicity. And that's the Kaufman Fact Check! In weather, it's nice today. Cooler by the lake, though. I personally like it a little hotter, so that's why I take my Galaxy 7 phone with me wherever I go. You never know when I'll need my pocket to start on fire. Galaxy 7. It starts fires. In sports, the city of Chicago is tired today after the Cubs lost Game 3 in 13 innings last night. Why have that game be so late? The only consolation is that maybe, just maybe, a bunch of Giants fans missed their ferry home and had to sleep on that hill where the Full House family has that picnic. The Cubs send Lackey tonight to the mound, and frankly, this is exactly why we got him. So no pressure, big country. No pressure. Same lineup from Game 1 for the Cubs for the Giants? I don't know. Who knows? I can't keep track of all the waiver wire trash they put on the field. Rizzo needs a big game. Hasn't been on base yet in the first 3 games. Yikes! That's like Aramis Ramirez, Derek Lee numbers there. In other sports news, the Chicago Blackhawks are back in business. Tomorrow night at the UC, hosting the Blues, the same team that beat them in the playoffs last year, so that's a good opener. The news from Hawks camp is that the preseason experiment of splitting up Kane and Panarin didn't stick, and they'll be back together on the second line. The first line looks to be Taves, Hossa, and Panik, so let's drop the puck. Now, just let it marinate. Hang out. 24 hours, just chillin'. Seems like once things calm down at Hallis Hall and we accept our fate as lovable losers, along comes former players to rile us up. Again, it's Martellus Bennett telling ESPN that the Bears didn't win because Cutler isn't a leader and the roster was, quote, full of bitches, and that the coaches loved the bitches. Great. Am I the only one who never liked Martellus Bennett, king of the 3-yard gain and the 30-second saunter back to the huddle? Stop talking. Belichick, please, make him stop. He's ripping on the Bears for what reason? Because we let you go play for the Patriots? Come on, dude, man up. Stop complaining. You were bad here. Just deal with it. We're never going to like you. Get over it. Talk to a therapist, not ESPN. Jeez. Rant over. And finally tonight, President Obama outlined his intent to see this country send people to Mars. The only problem? He didn't specify who. That's the carryout for October 11, 2016. Hey, in the mood for straws? Because I got a ton of straws. Take more than one if you want. Hey, I got more in the back.